Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.
You guys see what happened when entertainment co-host Michael Kay is not here to direct me. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, television journalist, news anchor, and TV host. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight. Because guess what, ladies? It's a new year. So for a lot of you, that means that it is also going to be a new you. And I know a lot of you ladies, sometimes, including myself, we do this sort of New Year's resolutions where we say we're going to eat better, we're going to exercise, we've got all these goals that we want to do. And in fact, I think a couple of years ago, I just stopped making them and I just tried to, in fact, live my life like that every single day. But with that said, I just want to thank our really, really good friend, Debbie Tibbles, who is joining us tonight on the show. Deb, if her name sounds familiar, was just on At Home with Victoria over the holidays because she spoke to us about grief during the holidays. But here, tonight, she is here to talk about fitness. She is an expert when it comes to fitness. In fact, she has over 40 years of being a personal trainer and also group exercise, and that's what she's here to talk about tonight. But I specifically wanted her to focus on exercise and health and also nutrition for women over 40, because most of the ladies that listen to At Home with Victoria, we are over 40, so I really thought that it was important that we kind of target the 40 and over crowd. But with that said, I'm sure that the information that she is going to give us, no matter what age you are, then you'll certainly be able to use that. Deb, thanks for being here tonight. I so appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, Victoria. It's lovely to be here. And, I myself am 50, so I'm not quite 40 years experience in the industry, but I have 20. And I am just really glad to be here and share some thoughts, some stories, and some tips, and just get these beautiful women on their way, you know, if they feel that they're kind of struggling, you know, to get where they want to be, you know?
Yeah, and I totally agree with you, and I apologize about that. My head
is so
mixed up right now because if you can hear it in my voice, I'm coming down with a cold or something crazy. So
aww.
I'm actually a little bit under the weather tonight, but it was still important enough for me to do the show, and I know a lot of the ladies out there have been wanting to do the show. So before you start giving us our tips and all that good information, tell us a little bit about your fitness journey, and have you always been into fitness and health?
Well, what a great question, and I really love to share the story about how this all got started because I think it relates to many women when we talk about, you know, weight and health issues. You know, I started in the industry 21 years ago, and I know exactly the date because it happened when I got pregnant with my first child, Jessica, who's 21 now. And I, up to that point, I had never exercised. I was, you know, young and slim and just thought that I would always stay that way. And so, you know, and anyway, got pregnant and thought that I would eat for two, never exercised, and so basically got as big as a house. And when I gave birth to Jess, I was still, even after giving birth, I was still almost 100 pounds overweight. So
wow.
I need to do something, yeah. And it was, you know, got a new baby and, you know, going for walks was a struggle. I was breathless and I just felt miserable. I mean, you know, emotionally and physically. So a friend persuaded me actually to go to a group exercise class and I'd never taken a class. I was, you know, that person in the back of the room with the baggy shirt feeling very intimidated by all these, you know, skinny women and all the rest of it. And so, but I loved being in that group kind of atmosphere and the music was great. And the instructor, despite I couldn't do anything very well, was super kind and very caring and kind of took me under her wing. And so, cut a long story short, basically from there, I was hooked, you know. I got hooked and started attending classes and then decided for, I don't know why, I just kind of felt it. I felt that this was my calling. And so mm-hmm. I got myself educated and certified and began teaching group exercise. And then from there, I started, you know, kind of expanding and going into personal training. So for 21 years now, I've been teaching group exercise and personal training. And it's been a great journey. I've met some amazing individuals in the industry, and also some of the people that I've taught class to, you know, my members and my clients mm-hmm. that I've personal trained. And it's been fantastic to see, to be a part of someone's growth and, you know, inspiration to see mm-hmm. to see them bloom and be where they really want to be, you know, because it's a it's an emotional journey as well as a physical journey for many women.
Yeah.
And,
well, and you know,
so I feel very blessed, you know.
And you know what I really think at the core of what you do as a trainer, you know, you're really helping people transform their lives. I mean, that's really,
yes.
I think, what you're doing.
Yes, you do. And that is what has been the blessing for me and the people that I have come to meet. And really, it's quite an honor when you sit down with somebody and you have that first consultation. For me, I know that from my own personal experience of going from, you know, being almost 200 and something pounds to finally losing the weight, which took me a year, to a healthy weight of, you know, 135, 140 pounds, it was very much an emotional journey in terms of being very comfortable and safe with my trainer. And I think that's very key. You have to be able to trust the person that you are basically giving your life to. You're kind of handing
right.
to them on a plate yourself as a person, physically and emotionally, and that's very important to me when I train my clients, that they need to be honest with me, and I'm no use to them. I cannot help them if they're not willing to, you know, share with me how they mm-hmm. got to be where they are today. You know, there's, because usually there are underlying issues, and it could be a marriage breakup, it could be a loss, mm-hmm. it could be a number of factors that have had them reaching for food and alcohol and all these other things that contribute to weight gain and an unhealthy lifestyle. So that's very important and very key in establishing that. So you're right. The training is very key in that area.
And I just wanted to mention before you go into your fitness tips and all of that, first of all, I want to thank Kelly and Catherine and Mar and our guests that are joining us inside the chat room. If I sound a little weird tonight again, it's because I am coming down with a cold. I hope not the flu. I got my flu shot, but I feel pretty miserable tonight. But just hearing Deb's voice inspires me. So her voice and what she's going to tell us tonight makes me happy. But, Deb, I wanted to let you know, like you, I was one of these people where, you know, growing up, I was really just naturally thin. I mean, I literally did not start to get, you know, boobs and hips really until I was about, I would say about 26 or 27 years old. So my blooming mine started for me really, really late when I uh-huh. was going into graduate school. And then all of a sudden, it was like one day I just couldn't fit into my clothes anymore. I had basically always worn a size 2-4. And then all of uh-huh. a sudden, I remember I was working at a TV station in Baltimore, and I literally could not get my leg and my pair of pants. And I thought, well, this is strange. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like literally overnight, I went from, you know, this size 2-4 to a size 10. And I was like, mm-hmm. what in the world happened? How did this happen? So I had never really was one of these people that needed to exercise. And honestly, nor was
right.
I interested, because back in the day, to me, exercise was boring. It was something that, you know, the calisthenics, the sort of old
mm-hmm.
model of exercising that all of us used to do in America.
Right.
It was just a sort of boring thing, and there was no excitement to it. And then later on in life, I sort of kind of to take notice that the fitness industry was really changing in the exercise community, and that every time, you know, if you stay up late, which I do, you see all these infomercials on TV there. It seemed like every mm-hmm. 2 or 3 months there was always something new, whether it was step aerobics or whatever it was, kickboxing. There was always all these mm-hmm. new things. And while I think some people were annoyed by it, I thought, man, this is great. Like, that stuff looks like it's fun. Like, I could actually see myself doing
right.
that. So what happened to me was then I realized that I wasn't necessarily the type of person that liked to work out by myself. So that was key.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like to go to the gym and just walk on the treadmill and lift weights and be by myself. So once I was able to discover group exercise where there were other women in there that we could encourage each other and, you know, after
right.
class is over, kind of sit down by the water cooler and talk and yap like we do, then I thought,
mm-hmm.
man, I really, really do like this. So ever since then, I would say probably about, I would say at least 4 or 5 years, you know, I'm really into fitness and exercise. And then besides that, when you're done exercising, you feel great. I mean, it's a feeling
mm-hmm.
that I just cannot explain, the endorphins when doctors tell
yep.
you that you feel great. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Not only physically do I feel great after I've been doing, you know, an hour, 45 minutes of Zumba and then 20 minutes of lifting weights and working on my abs, but, you
mm-hmm.
know, physically I feel great, but mentally I feel like I can do anything in the world. So there are all these sort of added benefits that really do come from exercise and fitness. So I always tell people, my reasoning for exercising, yeah, it was kind of because I was gaining weight, but it turned into so much more that I had become less interested in what number I was on the scale and less interested in what size I was going to buy at the store, but I was more interested in getting that feeling back and how it made me feel, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, it kind of makes you feel like warrior woman. I mean, you know, the endorphins that you talk about, that natural rush, the natural physical reaction to, you know, physical exercise affects the body in so many ways, and it affects it physically and mentally. Like, you got this feeling like, oh, my gosh, there's so much I can do, you know, and I have all these goals, and now I feel I am ready to do this. And it's a perfect opportunity when you have someone who experiences that for the very first time. And this is one of the things that I love about group fitness, is when someone comes up to me after a class and says, oh, my gosh, I feel great. You know, I didn't think that I could do this. And, you know, this has been so fun. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, even as a personal trainer, because you and I share that passion for group fitness, but you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea. And so,
right.
you know, you can get that, you know, there are people out there, you know, there are women that are like, oh my gosh, no, I'm, you know, I'm someone that is more one-on-one, you know. So you have to then kind of reach out to those people and think, okay, how can I make this, how can I repeat that experience? How can I take that experience from the classroom and give that same experience, deliver that same experience to a person one-on-one? And that's a challenge to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to do is give them that motivation, as you say, that kind of lifts you to a higher place, that allows you then to really believe that you can actually achieve these goals that you really strive for, that you want, that, you know, sometimes you kind of, you know, because when we're physically unwell, And I'm not talking, not necessarily being kind of overweight, but just physically, even people that are from the outside looking like they're looking okay, like you talk about being naturally skinny. You know, there are a lot of people out there who physically do not look like they're unhealthy, but inside
mm-hmm.
they're very unhealthy because they're not, yeah, they're not exercising regularly, their nutrition is really not all that great. And they wonder why they feel maybe a little bit depressed, or they're just not motivated in life. They're just kind of, you know, and so these when we have the opportunity then to take that person and put them in a spot where we can deliver those endorphins through exercise, it really does allow them to say, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize I could feel this good. And, you know,
yeah.
even a brisk walk outside, I think walking is really underrated, a brisk walk outside can make you feel so good. And it's like, wow, I feel I could do anything. You know, I'm the king of the hill right now. And that's the time that you sit down with somebody and say, listen, there's so much more you can do here. Look what you've just done. And And I love that you talk about not being, because I'm not one, there's several words I do not include in my vocabulary where when I'm either teaching classes or whether I'm personal training, I never use the word fat, I never use the word diet, and I never use the word skinny. They are not in my vocabulary because it's all about well-being, healthy, and how we feel and how we look and how we feel in our clothes. And numbers are not important. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because the media, you know, portrays that that incorrect image of where we, you know, women need to be. And for women, you know, we're talking about women here this evening, women over 40, 40 plus, and there are so many elements that contribute to our challenges that we face as we get older in life, so many different challenges. And so we need to address those in a different way. It's no longer just, oh, just go off to the gym and work out. We need to be a little bit more specific about addressing those areas and, you know, what can we do about
that?
So
we really
you know
need
what
to
I mean?
Start to, so when you get to that point, you really need to focus on targeting certain areas. I want to quickly say, Deb, congratulations to Mike Culp, who is one of our producers and followers of At Home with Victoria. He lost 42 pounds. You must
feel
great, Mike.
Oh, my
excellent.
Gosh. Congratulations. Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And how did he, so now what was his, you know, did he have a specific plan or what, you know, what, how did he achieve that? I mean, men are
well,
different, I know that.
Yeah, hopefully when we start taking calls, Mike Culp, if you would call in and talk to Debbie and I and just give some tips on how it worked for you and how you lost some of your weight, that would be great. So, Mike, I'll let you know when to call in, but we would love to hear from you and what you have to say. Okay, Deb, Mike said that he will call in. I'm looking inside the chat room. So, Mike, I'll let you know when to call in so you won't have to sit on the line. But, Deb, start giving us some of those tips and those sort of targeted areas that we need to be concerned about, women over 40.
Well, you know, when we think about women over 40, and I myself just turned 50 recently, and the last 10 years have been very interesting. I've seen a big change in my body, and I know there's women out there probably nodding their heads. You know, I think the one thing we have to, first of all, I think is really important, and it's a hard pill to swallow. You know, we always talk about that 40th birthday looming and, you know, how we're going to feel turning 40, and I just turned 50, and, it, you know, it's funny. I didn't have a problem turning 40. I kind of had a little bit of an issue turning 50, but it's been an interesting journey because I've seen changes in my body. The body, you know, for women, you know, we have our, you know, we have the life force. You know, we are the female species that produces children. We give life, and you know that area starts changing. When you're looking at menopausal, you know, I'm premenopausal right now. And so there are those things that we really have to consider. And I think the first thing is accepting that we, you know, to age gracefully. Let's accept the fact that we are aging and yet there are many things that we can do to age gracefully and still be very active and still lead very healthy lifestyles and live a good life. Because ultimately, all of this is so that we can live a healthy life and do what we want to do. So that's number one, is like accepting who you are. You know, these fast fads that come out, they never work. I'm not going to say that they don't work in the interim because obviously if you're going to cut out drastic elements of your nutrition, you're going to lose weight. But guess what?
Right.
It's going to come back on. So you need to be aware of that. And then we also realize what I found anyway is, you know, I call it my pipes. My digestive system is not what it used to be. So I have come to realize just through experience and just through my knowledge in the industry that there are certain foods, you know, nutrition-wise, I've had to change my nutrition. And that has helped tremendously. And one of the things that has been really fantastic for myself is the juicing products, you know, basically having a juicer and, you know, utilizing, you know, these raw products are better for my body than, you know, processed foods. Really, you don't want to go there. And those heavy carbohydrates. So I steer clear of those. I give myself a little treat now and again, but mm-hmm. those are the things that I have to steer clear of, and that has been tremendous in kind of maintaining, you know, my physical shape and feeling good about myself, you know, so that my energy levels are still high, and that I don't feel tired, you know, that kind of thing. And also, when we are premenopausal, and for a lot of women, you know, menopause can come even before 40, you know, it's really, a lot of that is genetic. For me, it literally hit me, you know, in mid-40s, and I'm still going through it. And so one of the other things that we need to be really careful about and monitoring is our hydration, because when you get those mm-hmm. those sweats, you know, typically they'll come at night, but sometimes they'll hit you in the middle of the day, which is really embarrassing. You know, you're like, bloody hell, here we go. I call it internal combustion. Mm-hmm. I can feel the heat building, and I know that right now I am about to let loose some sweat, and it's going to fly. So, right. you know, that's a lot of hydration, a lot of water that you're losing out of your body, sodium, potassium. So, you know, supplements are key. I cannot stress that enough. You know, taking good supplements for women of you know, of our age, you know, of my age anyway, 40 plus, absolutely take those supplements. I drink 8 ounces of water when I get up in the morning. First thing I do before anything else is I drink literally a whole bottle of water. And that is, not only does it kind of wake you up and kind of gives you an instant energy, it helps kind of flush out those toxins. And also if you've had those night sweats, you know, helping to replace the water. I actually have water on my bedside, keep it there, and I sip it if I wake up in the night. But these are things. Mm-hmm. And then physical exercise. I think that one of the main things that I say to people is if you've got to keep moving no matter what. And so you need to find something you really enjoy doing, whether it's ballroom dancing, whether it's going for long walks out in the, you know, if you're somebody that loves being outside and being with nature, go hiking. If you like to really pound it at the gym and, you know, you want to, if you're somebody that maybe has some frustrations, take up boxing. I used to be a boxer. I mean, that was, I always joke about the fact that when my son passed away, I took up boxing, and I loved it. I was in the best shape of my life, you know, because mm-hmm. I got right into boxing, and it was a great way to release frustration and anger and everything else. So, you know, if there's somebody that's going through some tough stuff right now and you need to release that, that's a great way to not only keep in shape, but you're going to help yourself mentally, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And one thing that I wanted to mention that I love to do at the gym, and I guess it's my, you know, I have a couple of personal tips myself, and that is I really do, besides taking the group classes, would observe other people that go to my gym. So there were these two ladies there, and it was clear. Barb is one, and she's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. That she's in great physical condition, and mm-hmm. And I would just kind of work out and watch her. And little did I know, she was kind of watching me, and she liked my you know drive and enthusiasm about being there. So one day I happened to say to her, I said, you know, you're here all the time, and I'm here at the same time. And I said, you know, I don't really like working out by myself. I said, so, you know, is it possible that, you know, sometimes if I'm not, you know, interrupting your workout, that maybe we can work out, you know, twice together? Because she actually does a lot of weightlifting, and she teaches one of the spin classes. So little did I know, Deb, that she is actually a personal trainer, and really, like you, her passion is fitness, and she loves it. So she said to me, she goes, Victoria, she goes, are you kidding me? She goes, you know, just tell me what days that, you know, you want to come. And she says, you know, you go ahead and do your 30 minutes of cardio, then I can spend 30 minutes with you. And she said, you know, that also benefits me, because that 30 minutes that I spend with you is basically going to warm me up for what I need to do for the next hour or hour and a half. So I was so happy that I actually approached her and said something to her. So that would really be one of my tips also, is that, you know, kind of keep your eye on on different people in the gym. You know, if you think that you're going to gel together, their style, I mean, you may be surprised. They're probably thinking the same thing, that they may want to work out with you as well. So that went well for me.
That's a great idea, and, you know, we call that the buddy system, and, you know, if you, you know, because there are so many women out there, we've got working professional women, we've got women perhaps divorced, they're single mothers, you know, there's a lot of women out there who really do want to get into shape, and, you know, they feel they can't do it alone, they don't really have a support network. Maybe they just moved to a new area, you know. So the buddy system is awesome. And, you know, and again, another reason why, you know, I'm always kind of, I'm very passionate about group fitness, just because I see that happening in class. People make friends, you know. I make a point of when teaching to, hey, how you know, raise your hand if you're standing next to somebody that you don't know, and you know, and say hi, you introduce yourself.
That's nice.
That kind of thing. And connections are made. And the same thing, like with you, it can happen on the gym floor too, because people, we as human beings, we naturally are curious, and so we are drawn to people that kind of inspire us and motivate us, and so we that's naturally what we do, as you know. And so when you connect like that, I think it's taking that step and saying, you know, I don't know this person, but hey, you know what? She's here, I'm here. Why not?
We have something. Yeah, we have something in common.
Something in common. Uh-huh. I think that's great.
And what's amazing about when I have the opportunity to work out with her, just normally it's about 2 or 3 days a week, I'm telling you, she gives me the best upper body workouts in my arms than I have ever had in my life. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just
awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely great. And again, her name is Barb Ross, and you guys are going to hear a little bit more from her, because she's actually going to be on one of the health and fitness shows that we're doing as well. I wanted to mention some of the comments inside the chat room. Everybody's talking about Zumba and how Zumba looks fun. And if you guys know anything about me, you know that I am a Zumba freak. I love it. I love everything about it. I'm normally in Zumba class at least 4 or 5 days a week, and if I had my way, it would be every day. And, in fact, I love it so much, Deb. I've been thinking about being certified and just teaching.
Good for you.
Yeah, basic Zumba. That's how much I love it. But Catherine Taddy talks about that sometimes women, and I agree, can feel a little self-conscious, so having another woman or a buddy there, you know, actually does help you. And Catherine Taddy also talks about that just working out, you know, itself is just a great stress relief. And I really agree with that, don't you, Deb? It just helps you release stress.
Yes, it does. And, you know, for so many women, it's their only downtime they have. You know, we have women that are busy professional women. We have busy mothers taking care of their families. You know, I mean, there are so many different women in society that don't have a lot of time for themselves, and so going to the gym, going to a class is the only time that they have to relieve stress. And I mean, sailing on the wings of what you just said as well regarding the strength training, you know, the resistance training is really important when we're talking about women 40 plus, you know, because we have things that, you know, we have arthritis, we have osteoporosis settling in and that kind of thing. So weight-bearing exercises are really, really important. We absolutely need to include that in our, you know, in our exercise regimen. You know, over the years, as I've trained men and women, actually, you know, you always know when someone is doing too much cardio and not any weight training, because I call it the cottage cheese syndrome, because, you know, a muscle when you are looking at really healthy, lean muscle tissue, and it doesn't have to be bulging, you know, we're just talking regular, nice tonation, wants to be a nice, solid form, a nice, solid mass. And if you have someone and you know, I usually test it on the bicep, and, you know, if you lose your finger in that muscle that you've actually asked them to flex, and it just goes all squishy, it literally feels like cottage cheese. And that is muscle that has been absolutely exhausted over and over and over again and has not had a chance to recover and rebuild that nice lean muscle tissue that women like to have, you know, that nice tonation. And what people don't realize is that the good work, in fact, is done 24 to 48 hours after your workout. Because when you are, you know, breaking down the muscle, which is what we want to do when we're toning, you then need to feed it. You need to give the muscle what it needs to rebuild that lean tissue. And that can be an issue with a lot of women, you know, because they fear that if they eat, that, you know, there's this misconception that just not eating, you know, I guess we're leaning now, you know, going into that realm of what can happen with a lot of women. If I just don't eat and just exercise, I'm going to lose the weight. Well, yes, you'll lose some weight initially, yet you will not get the results that you want. Right. And so that's very important, too, to really adhere to the nutrition. And remember, too, that despite the fact that our metabolism, you know, in this age gap slows down, eating actually encourages the metabolism to speed up. And metabolism is what loses the calories. So that's what we need to remind ourselves. And also water. Water, drinking lots of water, speeds up the metabolism naturally. So that's another thing, again, you know, for us to remember. I just kind of wanted to hop in there because you were talking about your friend there about the weight training. It's very important.
And you're definitely right about the strength training. I actually thought that I wouldn't really care too much for that, but I find myself doing just as much strength training as I do cardio because I like the feeling of both of those. But, you know, something that I also wanted to say, getting back to the eating, I remember a couple of years ago, and like I mentioned at the top of the hour, I'm not interested in working out because I want to lose weight. I guess I'm weird. I just feel like if I'm working out and I'm eating right, eventually something's going to happen for me. Now, whether it's, you know, 6 months down the road or a year or 2 years, I don't really care. But I just feel like if I keep doing it and I do what I'm supposed to do, at least the immediate benefits that I get is that I have more energy and I feel great. But I wanted to say a couple of years ago when I started exercising, and my diet has always been pretty good, but I remember making the conscious decision that I wanted to cut sugar out of my diet. Now I have the fortune of living with a doctor, an emergency medicine surgeon, so I get all tons of information all the time, you know, even if I don't
want it.
Bless his heart. But anyway, he had always been talking to me about, you know, you've got to cut the sugar, you know, just less sugar in your diet. So I finally decided to listen one day. Deb, I kid you not, I remember cutting back on the sugar. So maybe, let's say, for example, instead of having 3 slices of cheesecake a week, I would cut back to having 1. And I was still doing my regular exercise, but I could not believe it. Once I was consistent for about a month at cutting that sugar out my diet, I think I was a size 8, and I'm not exaggerating, and all of my friends can tell you because they saw me literally go from a size 8 and I went down to a size 2, and that was just cutting the sugar out of my diet, and I didn't realize that I was obviously eating that much sugar, and I felt great after I cut it out of my diet. I had so much more energy.
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting, and you know, how lucky for you that you live with a doctor, although I can imagine that must be really bloody annoying at times, but anyway, the thing about the sugar is really interesting, because first of all, you know, there's a couple of things that I want to really touch on. I think, number one, one of the things that is really, really useful, and we kind of don't like to do it initially, because we it's almost like we know our own bad habits, because you know, there are certain things like yours is the cheesecake, or maybe somebody else just has to have that, you know, that donut or something with their coffee in the morning, whatever it might be. I had a client one time who, her morning coffee was one of those great big things with all the foam cream and extra chocolate on top and everything else, and it was almost like a meal. I mean, it was like 700 or 800 calories just in that coffee. So a journal is really fantastic. It's accountability. You write everything down. I mean, from what everything you put in your mouth, from the moment you wake up to the when you go to bed, even water, I mean, everything right down. It's a shock when you see exactly how much you're consuming and, more importantly, what you're consuming, because what we eat is actually 80%, and this is a fact, 80% of what we eat is who we are physically. And I mean, you know, it's that old saying, you are what you eat. It's very true. So cutting out sugar, you know, at the end of the day, we have so many natural products that are so sweet and tasty and delightful. You know, I'm going to use the example of a strawberry. I mean, a strawberry is so yummy and it's wonderful and it's natural. So when we have these mm-hmm. other products that we eat that we just love, you know, we just got through the holiday season with all those yummy goodies, you know, the apple pies and the cream and
yes.
everything else, the cheesecake, you know, and they are loaded and loaded, not just with calories, but with that sugar, synthetic sugar, and all these other things that go into it that our bodies do not like, especially as we go into this age that we're at right now. You know, I talk about my pipes. My pipes don't like it. I get constipated, you know. So for me, mm-hmm. it's the natural. The more natural we go, Victoria, is that our bodies will love you for it. They will thank
yes.
you for it. They will feel better physically. The body will feel better mentally. We are then energized, as you say. And then we have that extra, you know, it's like, wow, you know, look at what I've done. I've made this one small change. Because it can be daunting
mm-hmm.
when you look at your journal and you go, it's almost like this realization I've seen in clients and I had it myself. I'm like, oh, my God, did I really bloody eat that? I don't believe
right.
it, you know? And
right.
so I say, and it can be a daunting thing to go to somebody and say to them, listen, you got to do this right now. You got to make this change. So here's what I do. I think if you make these changes, small steps, one step at a time, okay, here's what I want you to do today. Just take out this one thing. For you, it's the cheesecake. Look what happened. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Even things like coffee creamer
mm-hmm.
with sugar, you know, I mean, these can have an amazing impact on, you know, your body will react physically in ways you couldn't imagine. And you're like, wow, I just got all this energy. I'm motivated and the sky's the limit. Now for the next step. What can I do now? And I think that's the great thing of being in that spot. But I really do think, though, it goes back to, I think the number one thing, so I kind of want to address it right now, is you have to be in that spot, though, to say, I need to do this now, not because someone has told me, I want to do this.
Good point.
I want to do
yeah.
this because I want to do it for myself, not because my husband has told me I'm overweight, not because someone else has said this and that.
Right.
It's because I
want to do it
for me. Right. And then that way, you know, because you cannot help anybody as a personal trainer. I would say that to my people sitting before me. Listen, this is going to be a waste of your money and my time if you're not ready to do this for yourself. I don't care about what your husband says. I don't care about what your mom or your dad is saying. I want to know what's going on with you right now and why you're sitting in front of me. And how important is this to you that you get to where you want to be? And then let's look at how we go about it. So it has to come from yourself, I think, number one. I think that's really important.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that, Deb, 100%. And, in fact, we're waiting for Mike Cullop to call in. Mike was the gentleman
Good.
Who lost 42 pounds, and he's going to call
wow.
in. And he actually mentioned when we were talking about sugar inside the chat room that he, I think, cut some sugar out, and that really helped him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike Cullop, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate that. It's been hard.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
So tell us about a little bit about your journey. And I saw you mentioned something about sugar. So was sugar something that was hard for you to cut out, or what was the deal with you in that?
It was very hard, Victoria. One of the main things that got me started with trying to lose weight was my friend and I were down in Nashville, and I was walking from place to place, and I was out of breath by the time I got from one place to another, and literally it was about a half a block away. So I just kind of looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, Mike, you'll be 44 this year, and, you know, you've got a 7-year-old grandson. And you really need to work on exercising and watching your diet. So one of the first things I did was stop all of the soda intake. And that was huge for me because I used to do that on a daily basis at work. I mean, that's the only, besides water and coffee, the only thing that's there's no juice, it's just soda. So that was a big deal for me. So I cut that out and stopped all of the fast food and started exercising, doing the treadmill cardio routine about 2 or 3 times a week.
Now, could you tell immediately when you just started that you were actually feeling different, although you may not have seen the weight come off, you know, right away because you just started, but could you tell a difference in how you felt?
Absolutely. It was amazing. In no time, just simply by regulating the sugar intake and doing the treadmill a couple miles, 3 miles a day, whatever, I felt so much better. I would say it was after the first week. At first, it was hard. It was like, wow, what have I been doing for these last 10, 15 years? But, about a week afterwards, I really started to feel much better.
Can I ask a question, Mike, actually? Have you always, like, you mentioned the soda, which is great that you bring that up because that's the most one of the most common things. Have you always drank, you know, soda pop? Was that a real challenge for you to not drink that? And did you have, like, good support in your, you know, with your family and friends?
Yes, I've always drank a soda pop. In fact, my wife, we usually keep a little bit around the house for my grandson, it was hard to keep me out of his stash.
Right. Well, I'm hoping you've stopped that now, right? You're not encouraging.
I have totally stopped that now. It was extremely hard for me, and my wife is extremely supportive, and my friends, and they all kind of. They'll make comments like, it's skinny Mike coming through. I said, you know, first of all, I don't like that word. Secondly, that's far from the truth. I've got a long ways to go, but it made me feel good.
Well, and Mike, you know what? Rightly so.
Yeah, Mike, we have a question from our good friend Kelly Hughes Whitney inside the chat room. And, what's interesting, Mike, about you is that none of us, your Facebook family knew anything about that you were doing this in your life, because, you know, we always talk about weight loss and losing weight and trying to exercise. Anybody that follows me know I'm a stickler for that. I'm always pushing that and doing shows. So it came as a complete shock to me when I saw that you just randomly post on Facebook, oh, if anybody cares, you know, I lost 40 pounds. And I remember sitting at my house like, what? I never even knew that you went on this journey. So Kelly Whitney, with that said, wants to know, how long did it take you from the time that you started to lose that 42 pounds?
Well, it's been, for me, it's been about 4 months. And I have been been staying very, very active. I usually, before I go to bed every night, I make sure I do sit-ups. And push-ups and work out with my bands that I use. It's been for maybe 4.5 months it took me to lose that amount of weight.
That's
so, Mike,
great,
don't you
that's
find
a great
that
time
too,
frame.
Yeah, it is. And don't you find that, too, once you actually start and you kind of set it in motion and you sort of put yourself on a schedule, at least for me, you know, that sort of, and Deb, maybe this is something you can talk about, that sort of predictability of me being on a schedule and me already having the exact foods that I should eat. Because one thing I learned quickly is that that I knew that if I didn't have fruits and vegetables and stuff already in the refrigerator, if I didn't have, you know, peanuts or peanut butter or whatever it was that I needed, that then I was more likely to grab something bad. So the key for me was I kid you not, no matter whenever you come to my house to visit, if you open my refrigerator up, there's always blueberries, strawberries, bananas, apple, oranges, a fruit salad. There's always different type of nuts, peanuts around in the house. So anytime I get hungry, like right now, I can easily go to my refrigerator and grab a little bag, and I already have celery and hummus and also carrots. So instead of me choosing something bad, I realize if it's in my face and it's already for me, there's no reason why I don't grab it. So that really helped me a lot.
Yeah. And, well, first of all, I'm coming over to your house because those are really yummy, yummy, delicious snacks. And that's the thing, you know, I think people sometimes think that, you know, healthy food isn't tasty. But my goodness, it so is when you really get into it. And, you know, I've been down the same road as well, and we all do it, you know, on occasions, but there are some people, sadly, who live that life of convenience, and they live on junk food and pop and everything else. And so, you know, you're so right in that you, in order to help yourself, you kind of have to go into the pantry and you have to go into the fridge, and you kind of have to have a clean house, you know, clean house, start fresh. And, you know, and for people that have actually never eaten healthy foods, and trust me, there are people out there who have literally lived all of their time on fast food and convenience foods. That is a struggle for a lot of people to actually know what to do. As crazy as that may seem, to even have healthy foods and healthy snacks in the house and understand what it means, is it can be challenging as well. But once they get into it and realize the benefits and how good it makes them feel and actually how tasty this food is, it sends them on a whole new journey. And, you know, I love the fact that Mike is kind of now saying, you know, he doesn't have all the pop in the house. And, you know, because the other thing that happens, here's the knock-on effect of somebody like Mike, you know, and other people that have been successful in losing weight and feeling healthy and having all this energy. And you can literally see it in a person, because you see this vibrant person. It literally lights them up like a Christmas tree. They look vibrant and alive. And so when family members see them, it's inspirational to them. And so what they end up doing is they are, it's kind of like paying it forward, because they're like, wow, look at this guy, like Mike saying, you know, here comes skinny Mike, you know. But, you know, it's inspirational to other family members, and so you're changing other people's lives, not just your own, which I think is just, I think that's outstanding. And you know, but yeah, the having all of that, you have to do that. If you've got temptation there, you know, we're human beings, we're weak. You're going to fall back. You're going to fall back if you have it in the house. You got to be really committed and say, right, here's what we're doing. If it's not there, you won't touch it. And you're going to be hungry because your metabolism is fired up. You're working out, and you need to eat. That's absolutely need to eat.
Mike, can I ask you? Can I ask you this? Because I noticed this about myself, Deb. I'm sure you probably have noticed the same thing, because I've always had this conversation with my sister. My youngest sister is going through her own transformation right now, and she has lost a lot of weight. Literally, she just looks like a different person. I mean, that's how much weight loss that she lost. But I was telling my sister, I said, it's interesting because sometimes even people that you know, and of course we don't do naming names and all that stuff, but it's just a general observation. Some people that you know, whether they're neighbors or people that are close to you or maybe people in your office, when they actually see you losing weight, some of them are really excited, and then you really become sort of a catalyst for them to think, oh, well, if Mike can do it or Debbie or Victoria can do it, then surely I can do it. But what's also interesting is that some people go the other way, and I found with me, I remember having like some of my coworkers that would kind of like discourage me a little bit and say, oh, well, you know, it's just a donut. Like, you know, good grief, Victoria, just, you know, eat the donut. And I would be like, well, no, I don't really want it because I don't have a taste for it. But I actually found that some people, I guess I would just say it, I felt were a little jealous and not always happy for me. So that kind of shocked me a little bit.
You know, that happens, and it's, you know, we're going into a different realm here of what you're doing is you're tapping into their own insecurities and their own kind of issues there of knowing that basically you're making them look at themselves, you know, you're making them feel a little bit guilty because they know that they need to be doing better, and they haven't found that spot or that time whenever it may be, and it's different for everybody. Some people just wake up and suddenly decide, like, I'm doing this today. For other people, it's a journey of lots of consultations and kind of that kind of thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, that can happen. And I think it's really, you know, if people are, I always think that if people are jealous or envious or kind of coming back with those kind of remarks, it's really back on them, because they kind of know they need to be doing this. And, you know, and so it's their way of handling it. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's tough, you know. I mean,
yeah.
There's people out there, they're like that.
Have you had mostly positive reaction, I guess, from with what you're doing?
Yeah, funny thing is that three or four people at work have made comments to the effect that, well, Mike, you know, it's you come in here looking so happy, so chipper, you know, you look quote unquote skinny, and you know, last night instead of me having this for dinner, I actually went and got this. And I was like, well, that's really good. I'm glad.
Excellent.
That, you know, I haven't really went out of my way to try to influence anyone, you know, because I think each to their own. I think it's great that, you know,
mm-hmm.
people do the working out thing. And it's a lifestyle. It's
yeah.
a lifestyle change. It's not – I hate when we hear all these, you know, I've started this diet, I've started that diet, because it kind of
right.
makes – it puts that stigma on it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I like to think of it as kind of piggybacking on what the two of you were talking about just a moment ago, you know, with, and I'll use the adverse, instead of having like the carrots and the celery in the fridge, you have, you know, if you make a habit of bringing home potato chips when you're going to the grocery store, well, guess what? When you get hungry, that's what you're going to eat. So
exactly,
instead of
yeah.
buying that, you know, go to the fruit aisle and get some fruits and vegetables and, you know, and start stocking up on those, so that now when you're at home late at night or on the weekend and you're kind of bored and, you know, you get
mm-hmm.
the munchies, if you will, you can have the carrots or the apples, and you know that along with the lifestyle change that you've made, you're now eating healthier. And it's
mm-hmm.
just kind of, it's really interesting now. My way of thinking compared to the way of thinking about 4.5-5 months ago is totally mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow. I want to just mention, guys, we're going to give away some things tonight. One of my, you know, I don't really do New Year's resolution, but one of the things I wanted to do is every time we have a show to let it be open to everyone, because Mike and Deb, last year, if you were a regular listener or fan or contributor, I was like, no, you guys can't have anything free because you're always here. So I've changed this year. Anybody who emails, if you are the first two people to email at homewithvictoria@yahoo.com, whoever the first two are, then you guys will have some really wonderful gift bags. Mike, you can email too. I mean, you can probably give it to your lovely wife, but you guys can have a nice gift bag from Bath and Body Works. I was able to develop a wonderful connection with them, and telling them about all the different health shows that I'm interested in doing. So they say, well, you know what? We can help you out. You know, here's a box full of free stuff. So maybe you can give away some of this on your show. So I've got some wonderful lotion, some body mist. So whoever the first two people to email to me at home, wvictoria@yahoo.com, and also send your address. I'll leave tomorrow, run to the post office, and send it to you in the mail. And I'll let you guys know who actually who emailed in. Well, I can tell you now, Shannon is the first person who emailed in. Shannon is one of our listeners and fans.
Awesome.
from the United Kingdom. So, Shannon, what's going to be funny is it's probably going to cost me more, Deb and Mike, in shipping to send you this stuff than it actually costs to buy it. But, yeah, Shannon is one of our wonderful fans from the United Kingdom. So, Shannon, you are the first to email in. So I think you're going to get some lotion and some body splash. But, sweetie, send me your address, and I'll get it in the mail to you tomorrow. So we're waiting for one more person to email. So whoever the second person is, you'll get a nice gift bag too. But, Mike, I sincerely just want to say, you know, again, congratulations. And I was just so humbled at how you did it, because you didn't you didn't tell anybody that you were undertaking this thing, and it was just kind of like Deb one day on Facebook. He goes, oh, yeah, by the way, basically, if anybody cares, yeah, I lost 42 pounds. And all of us were like, what? We didn't even know, like you were doing this. You're supposed to be our family. We're supposed to know every single thing that you do. So I just want to congratulate you on that. Any other tips, Mike, that you want to give? I mean, especially, although we've been talking about women over 40, anything in particular that you feel that men could actually get any useful information out of you that you did?
Well, I think if I was to give any kind of advice to anyone, especially those of us over 40, but it doesn't really matter. You could be at any age, really. I think the most important thing is to treat your body like a temple, and understand that what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And as you get older, while your knees and your joints and all that stuff didn't hurt when you were in your 20s, when you get into your 40s, well, guess what? They start to hurt. And if you're carrying around that extra 20, 30, 40 pounds, it really can become not only aggravating, but it can become depressing to feel and hurt so bad. And, you know, one of the things that's helped me as well is I was actually mentioning in the chat room was fluids. Always make sure you have plenty of fluid and just drink. I don't think I could stress that enough. For me, at least, I'm always with at least water, or my wife's got me hooked now on this Powerade Zero, which I've been drinking like crazy. But so I would just say to anybody, my advice would be remember what you're putting in your body. That's what you're getting out, and treat yourself, treat yourself well.
Great information, Deb, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I absolutely. Really just said everything in a nutshell that I would have said as well. And, you know, and I think actually one of the things that he mentioned is, talking about age, male or female, I think number one is to, you know, try not to get disillusioned if you're someone listening, or if you're, you know, no matter what age you are, it's never too late. I've trained people in their 60s and early 70s and have shown really great results. And he's right. It's a lifestyle change. It's something that you have to say, okay, I need to do this. You know, I want to do this. I want to make a change that's going to benefit my life. And the water, the hydration, so important. Absolutely. Just carry a bottle of water with you all the time. And, yeah, great advice, and that's it. And just having a good network around you as well. You know, make sure you've got some support, someone you can talk to and lean on, because it can be a struggle.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to have setbacks, and don't beat yourself up over it if that happens, because you've got that network that's really important, and you'll be successful.
Yeah, I totally agree. I do also want to mention that Kelly Whitney was our second winner of the gift bag. So what's interesting, guys, inside the chat room, when I mentioned that laughing about Shannon, that it'll cost me more to send her the gift than it did than what we actually got it for. Of course, I shouldn't have said that, because now Shannon feels bad and she goes, well, don't send it to me. So she's telling me to send her gift to Catherine Patty. But you guys know the wonderful person that I am, so all three of them will get a gift bag. I'll send one to Shannon, Catherine Taddy, and Kelly Whitney. So I want to thank you guys for that, and thank Bath and Body Works, who are our sponsors for this show, and the wonderful gifts that they were able to give us. Mike Collett, we love you. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and I appreciate it. And, man, just keep up the great work, and we're having another show in a couple of weeks, so if you're able to join us for that one, I know you can't always because of work, but I would love for you to call back in again, because, you know, Deb, my goodness, losing 42 pounds is pretty amazing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and I love the fact that Mike called in, even though this is a show about women. Hey,
yes,
I love that. You know, that's fantastic. And so I think that's awesome. And I'm going to be tuning in as well. I'm sure I'll learn something every time we have these kind of shows. You know, everybody has different perspectives and stories and experiences. And I just love it. You know, I always come away with something. So I'll be tuning in for sure. And congratulations, Mike. I think that's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can I just say one thing, Victoria?
Sure. Go ahead.
One thing. you are a heck of a role model for those of us who are trying to lose weight, because you know you're always posting about Zumba and staying active. So give yourself a lot of credit. You're very influential.
Thank you so much, Mike. Mike and Deb, it's funny that that actually, and maybe the two of you can respond. You know, I can keep talking forever, but I remember one time on my old account, which I've shut down now, but I still have my fan page. It got to be close to 4,000 people, and I remember waking up one day saying, who are these people? I don't really even know all these people, so I think I'm just, if you're not become friends with me on my fan page, then I just really wanted a small group of people that were really my friends and family, which is why I originally signed up for Facebook. So that part of it got, you know, a little out of hand for me. But in any event, I remember posting something on my old page about Zumba and how excited I was. And I remember getting an email from a young lady, and she said that she thought that I bragged too much about Zumba. And I thought, well, no, I wasn't thinking that I was bragging that I was going. I'm just excited to do it. And, you know, maybe we'll inspire somebody else to try it. So, Mike, that means a lot to me that you say that, considering I got that other yucky email from somebody saying the total opposite. So I really appreciate that compliment. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And, you know, bragging is not, you know, that's really just that you're just using that pseudonym for passion. I mean, you're just passionate about it. And, you know, when you're passionate about something you love, there's absolutely, I think you actually own the bragging rights. Keep being passionate. That's why you have those 4,000 people, you know. So you inspire people and you motivate people, and that's what it's all about. So that's great. I love that.
I like that. Okay, wait, don't go anywhere yet. We're going to say goodbye to Mike, then you can talk about the socks, and then really we have to go. Mike, call up, say hi to Kim, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And again, bye-bye. Everyone, that was Mike Cullop. He's also one of our producers, regular contributors, especially when it comes to the music industry. And like I said, Deb, none of us knew that he was undertaking this transformation and life change.
Wow.
So I'm just super, super excited. But, yeah, so getting back to the socks, this year I decided to send out my little mismatched socks to a group of ladies that were really special to me, and that, you know, whether you exercise or not, I don't really care. So I sent you a pair. So what's cool about the socks is that you only get three of them. So no matter which ones you put on, they're all different. And I thought you would love those in the gym. I thought you would love them.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the next time I'm going to wear them, I'm going to take a photograph so you can see them. But
yes.
I absolutely love that. And, you know, I know that we have never actually met in person, but you clearly know me. Because that is so the kind of thing I would wear, and I never wear anything that matches, and so I just
I've seen
was
your
like,
pictures.
It made my day. I was like, yay, I'm so wearing these, so I cannot
well,
thank
when
you
I
enough.
When I looked at all of your little spunky, crazy pictures of you in the gym and stuff, I thought, oh, I know what to get her. These would be perfect for getting her. But listen, Deb, we've got about 5 more minutes. Any other thoughts? We talked about so much, and I know it was a lot of good information, but any other parting thoughts that you want to say or something that you didn't go over that you want to discuss before we get kicked off the show?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, women out there, there are so many out there that are still struggling to even get into the gym. I mean, I think they did a survey recently, and, you know, we're still only tapping into the market very lightly. There are still a ton of women that are at home, you know, alone, not having the courage to come in, maybe doing the exercise videos at home, and I'm not knocking those, by the way. But I think that the emotional side can be lost when you're just at home and you're cocooned and you're nervous and intimidated by coming into a gym. You know, not to be afraid, and that you have the opportunity to really improve your life and change your life in so many ways. And just taking that first step is the key to doing that. And to maybe not think about what's going to follow. Just maybe just thinking that, you know what, today I'm just going to go to the gym. Even if it's just to inquire about, okay, what can I do? Maybe meet with somebody, have a talk, you know. Don't give yourself these massive expectations. I'm all about that, because I think sometimes we give ourselves too high expectations and we set ourselves up for failure. Whereas if we just give ourselves that, you know, give ourselves a break, you know, and say, okay, today I'm going to do this. tomorrow I'm going to do whatever that next step may be. And that's where you're going to find that success. And I think also when you touched earlier on the buddy, that is going to help mm-hmm. as well if you're somebody that's struggling to get into the gym and physical working out. If it's something else that's more, an emotional crutch that you need, if you need help emotionally to get yourself going, reach out to that friend or someone that you know you can trust and talk to and take it from there. Or even somebody, you know, Facebook is an amazing place. We know it. We connect with people. I've met some amazing people on Facebook, people like yourself that I've actually never met in person, but we have these great friendships, people that we actually trust and who we can talk to. My mailbox is full every day of people who reach out to me, and I think that's something else that can be helpful as well. Don't be afraid to reach out. That's another step in success for you down the road.
I totally agree, and I'm just so happy that our wonderful Facebook and At Home with Victoria family were listening tonight and inside the chat room. We've had a great discussion going on in the chat room. So, again, congratulations to Catherine, congratulations to Shannon, and also to Kelly Whitney for winning the Bath & Body Works gift bags.
Yep.
I will get them in the mail to you this week. And for those of you that are new to the show and you are listening for the first time, I see we have some guests there. Hey, I want to thank you for spending this hour with us. We hope that you were able to pick up and learn some tips from Deb, our wonderful fitness expert and also all-around good person. So, Deb, listen, I could not thank you so much for being the person to kick this new year, new you off. And I will continue to use you as a resource. And when you put those socks on, take a picture and send them to me. I love you.
I will. Love you, too. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. You take care, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. And, again, everybody, that was the wonderful Deb Tibbles who joined us. And trust me, you will hear from her again. Deb is one of those people that, she's just an all-around great person. And she is very... educated in so many different subjects. So whenever we sort of need that type of person, we're just very happy to have her in our bench on At Home with Victoria that we are able to give her a call. So in any event, we've got another show on health and fitness next week. So instead of Bath and Body Works next week, we've got Philosophy. We've got a wonderful connection with Philosophy, and they sent me a gift bag over. So if you're going to join us next week and next week, I believe the show is on Thursday, then remember we're giving away some Philosophy products. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter. You can still win again. So I've changed the rules. Before I said you can only win one time. But at this point, you know, it's whoever emails first. And that email address is always at home, wvictoria@yahoo.com. So just keep that handy. So when you hear me mention on the show to email, just go ahead and email in. Michael Kay will be back on the air with us very, very soon. He had some, hair appointments that he needed to do tonight, so he'll be back on the air with us. Marilyn Bennett is back, and she is feeling well over the holidays. Mar was pretty sick, so I was very happy to open up the chat room and to see that she was with us tonight, so we want to thank her. And also, fantastic job on Mike Cullip for losing 42 pounds and for calling in and being a part of the conversation. As Deb said, although we were talking about women over 40, all of his information that he gave was wonderful and tips that I will be able to use myself. So, again, with that said, I want to thank all of you so much for taking the time to listen and to join us on At Home with Victoria. And remember, we will be back again next week where we're going to continue our New Year, New You series. We're going to play a song by Joshua Stedman, and then we're going to say goodnight.
I feel a need to save the world, but it seems just too big. What's one drop of change in a sea of need? I want to know the name of the person I have here. Be the dream as it's becoming real. Sometimes a hand in need reaches out right next to me. I drift a look my way, it's time I say, need a miracle. 2023. This is not random desperation. This is life. This is real. It hits home. She cried.
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.